I have no power. So I can't do anything that I would like to do right now. So I thought I would just pop on here and see if I can figure out how to do a very bare bones sort of podcast, which might make Big Fatty really happy. And he's probably the only one that's going to be listening to this, but we'll give it a shot. Let's see. What can I tell you about here?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty, a very bare bones sort of podcast.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is and this is episode 4793 of BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 23rd of June, 2026, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A new show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and catch up on some listener things. Big Fatty, you couldn't think of what those things were, could you? No, I couldn't. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it's sad. It's just sad. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, before I get too much into the little show, I'm just going to take a personal moment here. Y'all, it was 1 year ago today that my middle brother passed away. And y'all, I just wanted to say that it is amazing how time flies, and especially the older you get. Y'all, I cannot believe that it has been a year since he went to glory and was reunited with the Hats. Big Fatty, are the Hats happy? Probably not. But anyway, they're getting to deal with each other. And y'all, I talked to my sister, my brother's wife, and I talked to her on Sunday. I think I mentioned that. And I told her, I said, you know, I'm not sure how I'm going to approach Tuesday, but I think that I will be happy to be alive. Y'all, I'm not getting emotional, just phlegmy. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. I'm going to be happy that I'm alive, so that I can keep him alive. And y'all, he's alive in my thoughts and in my heart. And y'all, it's not a time to be sad. It's a time to relish the opportunity to take a moment and think back. And that's just the way Big Fatty is. And I know some of you are going to say, oh, yes, Big Fatty, Pollyanna Fatty. Well, maybe. But, y'all, that's just the way my brain operates. Big Fatty, your brain? Yes, I have a brain. Well, and it operates? Well, sometimes. It didn't operate at the beginning of today's little show. But anyway, y'all, without further ado, let's move on and do this.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 23rd of June, y'all, it's a very, very, very important anniversarium. Y'all, met one of these two at Pride Folk out there in Lost Wages, and then he came several times, and y'all, then both of them came to one of the Pride 48s in New Orleans. Y'all are just two of the nicest people that you will ever, ever meet. Y'all, they decorate. They decorate like they were getting paid to do it for the gay crema and the crema, as far as that goes. Y'all, they're up there in the North Kakalaki. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only couple of Moose P and his husband Kyle. Big Daddy, we love Moose P and his husband Kyle. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Moose P, I don't know if Kyle is on the social medias, but wish him a happy anniversary and maybe some cake.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
I do love that happy music, and y'all, I'm playing it for two reasons today. First, it's one of my favorites, and second, y'all, the content provider of said musical interlude that and his husband Brandon, y'all, as I'm recording this on Monday afternoon, they are they're driving to the villa, y'all. They're gonna be staying here at the villa Monday night and Tuesday night. They'll be convalescing on Tuesday, and because I believe, and I'm not 100% sure, but y'all, I believe that Brandon is having Big Fatty, don't break any of those furball rules. No, I don't. It's the, I think this is the hernia surgery. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you had one of those. I did. And y'all, I made sure that my doctor had small hands. Yes. Yes, Big Fatty. Don't want a big sky. No. So anyway, they're on the way down here. But y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it started to rain so hard right at the end of me recording. And I mean, y'all, it came out of nowhere. Absolutely out of nowhere. So that was that. Y'all, there was no LFC recording on Sunday because Veda was up visiting the Hats up in Hatville, and so we did not record, and I don't know that we'll record on Monday because Alex and Brandon will be here, but if not, we'll be back next week. y'all, so I was watching the sports ball game. I think it was on, and y'all, they were getting their asses beat, and y'all, they did get their asses beat. But y'all, after I finished recording, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all is my 35-year-old gentleman caller. He sent me my Big Freddy. What are you doing? I said, watching the sports ball. He says, can I come over? I said, yes. And y'all, he came over, and we both became au naturel. Big Freddy, there ain't nothing natural about you. But y'all, then he came up and gave me a big hug and said, Happy Daddy's Day. Big Freddy, that's... That sounds silly, but y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. And once he left, I had the local news on, and y'all then, you know, they're doing the repeats, excuse me, encore presentations of the 60 minutes, and y'all wanted to see if they had modified the opening, you know, where they have all the different correspondents speaking, and y'all, they've removed the Cecilia Vega and Cheryl Alfonsi and Scott Pelley from the opening sequence. So done is done, I guess. So anyway, y'all, you know, on Saturday, I got my last issue of the National Geographic. You know, I told you last week that I canceled the subscription because, you know, it's okay. Y'all, in this issue, the July issue, y'all, there were two articles that I'm very interested in. One of them is about what it takes, how they're planning to create communities on the moon and what the training is like now. Excuse me. And the other one is about... The biggest or the best or whatever from each state in the union. And y'all, this is just some very odd little things. Y'all, one of them was the country's smallest post office. Big Fat, I thought you said it was the biggest or the largest. Well, this was the smallest. And y'all, it's in the Flowrider down in the Everglades. The alligators and the crocodiles come by and pick up their mail. Oh, Big Fatty, is Wally Gator one of them?
Wally Gator is a swinging navigator in the swamp. He's the greatest percolator when he really starts to rock.
Big Freddy, you and Stink Pot will probably know that reference, and nobody else. Well, Wally Gator was one of those like Snagglepuss and Huckleberry Hound and Yogi Bear and you know, all those kinds of Hanna-Barbera cartoon characters. But anyway, then y'all slept like. Let me go back. So I started reading the articles, and y'all, I got so tired. I was in the bed a little after 8:30 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, I was out like a light. The only problem was, y'all, my Apple Snack TV cut on. Y'all, it's done this a couple of times here lately. It cut on about 2:30 a.m. in the morning. And so I had to get up and turn that off. And I don't know what's making it do that. Y'all have tried to watch the season 10 of the Big Run Northern Mexico, but y'all, it wasn't letting me look at anything other than the season I'd already watched. So and the season 12 doesn't start until the middle of July. So maybe the Turnipet can double check things and see if I can watch some of the older seasons of the Big Run Northern Mexico. But anyway, Big Fatty, nothing like calling him out on the little show. Anyway, y'all got up. on Monday morning, had my brofkas, had my coffee, read the e-paper, and then I started doing my morning nipple walking inside, because y'all, when I got up, it was over 80 degrees and 100% humidity. No! No, I will not be going outside. And so I did that, and y'all, then I got a message from Alex and Brandon. Big Ready, we would like to take you out to supper. I said, thank you for calling. And so, y'all, we'll report tomorrow on our supper on Monday night. And let's see, what else? Y'all, I decided that it's time to just sit down and record the little show. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Ready.
Big Ready, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Ready?
Why do you call yourself Big Ready, Big Ready?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Ready.
Shy Tom, and Shy Tom writes in and says, Dear Big Ready, hello.
Hi, Poodle, hi.
I have a very, very important question. As you know, Randy and I will soon be leaving the penis state, a.k.a. penis Slovenia. Do our pins on the map automatically move automatically, or do we need to add new pins? I would not want to do something wrong and cause problems in the calculation of listeners of the little show. I'm sure you would land in the BFO jail if the listening numbers would be falsely elevated by two. And finally, we're looking forward to living in a state that is always on standard time. With love, Shy Tom. Well, first of all, Shy Tom, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. This is an excellent question. It's the first time I think we've had this question. Shy Tom, there is no BFO jail. So y'all elevate the BFO numbers. Big Fatty, you like to elevate lots of things. Well, anyway, so just stick your pins in the new home of year-long standard time. I just want to remind everyone that it's Lurker Week, and y'all, it makes me so happy when somebody de-lurks, putting a pin in the ham map, or putting a post over there on the www, or a voice letter, or good morning, Big Fatty, or a voice letter, y'all. If you're lurking, just peek out a little bit and let Big Fatty know. Oh yes, Big Fatty, that'll elevate the oh dear Gussie, that's the best way to elevate the listener numbers. Yes, Big Fatty, less underhanded. Well, I don't think that Tom and Randy are underhanded by any means. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, will not be going to Shady Pines today. I had told my lady friend that I'm just going to take a week off. And because, y'all, I wasn't sure if I was going to be here, if I was going to be with my sister or not. So anyway, I'm not going, and Alex and Brandon will be here. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Spambaster of the BFO, the Laughing Buddha. Buddha, what you got?
Big Fatty, a very bare bones sort of podcast.
Oh, yes, Big Fatty was bare bones on Sunday when his gentleman caller go, oh, I've made it vulgar.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.